Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring you the pearls of tech wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of technology.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and tech enthusiast. Today's episode is all about mastering Linux commands like a pro. We're talking advanced techniques, performance insights, and yes, even how to avoid common pitfalls that could send your scripts into a tailspin.
That's right, Jamie. Whether you're deploying containers, debugging servers, or just trying to automate your morning coffee routine, the shell is your best friend. But before we dive in, let's talk about why mastering Linux commands is more than just memorizing syntax.
Oh, let me guess, it's about understanding how to make these commands sing together in harmony, right?
Exactly. Think of each command as an instrument in an orchestra. On its own, it can make some nice tunes, but when you combine them, that's when the magic happens.
Like when I try to cook dinner. One ingredient by itself might not be exciting, but mix them together and boom, a masterpiece, or a mess, depending on the day.
Hopefully, more masterpieces than messes today. Let's start with something simple. Jamie, ever heard of piping?
Only when it comes to plumbing and bagpipes.
Well, in Linux, a pipe sends the output of one command as input to another. It's like saying, hey, take this data and pass it on to the next command.
So no actual pipes involved. Got it. Give me an example.
All right. Say you want to find a specific process running on your system. We can use psaux to list all running processes, then pipe it to grep nginx to filter for nginx processes.
Ah, so it's like a tech version of Where's Waldo, but for processes. Cool, cool. What about when things get more complex?
That's where chaining commands comes into play. You can use redirection to send output to a file or subshells to execute commands within another. It's all about building efficient workflows. For example, merging logs, filtering them, and then sorting the results to identify the top errors.
Sounds powerful, but also sounds like it can get complicated quickly.
It can, which is why understanding the philosophy behind Linux commands is crucial. The Unix philosophy essentially boils down to do one thing and do it well. Commands are designed to be small, composable units that you can combine in various ways.
So less is more, I like that. But how do I avoid turning my screen into a scene from The Matrix?
Great question. Let's tackle a real-world example, analyzing slow HTTP requests from a web server log. You'd start by extracting relevant lines, say those containing HTTP 1.1, then filter out requests taking longer than 500 milliseconds, sort them, and finally identify the top offenders.
And all that with a few lines in the terminal? Impressive.
Exactly. But with great power comes great responsibility. You need to be mindful of potential pitfalls, like accidentally deleting files or running commands with the wrong permissions.
Ah, the infamous RFRF scare. Got it. Handle with care.
And then there's performance. Efficient command usage can significantly reduce the time it takes to process large datasets. For example, using grepf for fixed string searches is faster than regex.
Speed is key, especially when you're working with massive logs or datasets. Any tips on security?
Definitely. Avoid running as root unless necessary. Sanitize inputs to prevent command injection and restrict file permissions for sensitive data. Remember, the terminal is powerful, but you don't want to accidentally give someone the keys to your digital kingdom.
Noted. Don't be the lord of chaos. Anything else we should keep in mind?
Scalability and testing. As you work with larger datasets or more complex systems, consider how your commands will scale. And always test your scripts. It's better to catch mistakes in a controlled environment than in production.
Test, then rest. Got it? This has been a whirlwind tour through the land of Linux commands. I feel like I've leveled up my nerd stats.
And that's exactly what we aim for. Remember, mastery comes from practice and understanding how to combine these commands to create powerful solutions.
Thanks, Alex, for breaking it down for us. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
Until next time, keep your terminals open and your commands ready. This has been the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.